Joining us now, we have the senior head golf professional at TPC River Highlands, host of The Travelers, Larry Antonozzi, joins us. Larry, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so, you know, up there in the Northeast, and you guys all ready to rock and roll for the tournament?
We are ready to go. Yeah, we've kind of gotten rid of that cold weather, and we've been in the 90s here the last couple of days, but it looks like it's going to get back into the high 70s. So, been a really good spring weather-wise, so we are ready to go.
Yeah, you know, we've had a little issue down here in the Carolinas. We were, like, really, really warm in, like, January and then in February. And then all of a sudden, like, in March, like, everything's starting to bloom. And then we had, like, a real cold snap again, and it set us back a lot down here. How's your winter and spring been so far as a whole? Have you had anything weird going on like we've had down here that may impact, you know, a growing season or setting up a golf course?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had a pretty mild winter for obviously Northeast. The spring was wet and cold. You know, really didn't start getting warm until mid-May. So I can tell you the rough has appreciated it, so it's going to be nice and healthy going into next week.
Yeah, you know, I played an old iteration of this golf course back before the current version, and I always thought it was a fun golf course to play. What's the challenge about this golf course that, you know, especially this year is bringing a few more of the top names? You guys have always had a pretty good feel, but you have a few more top names coming this year. What's the draw of this golf course, not only for the players, but for the fans as well?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, to start with the players, you know, obviously the golf course was enhanced last year, and we really just focused the project on a bunker renovation. You know, I think it all goes down to the tournament and the tournament staff. You know, they do such a great job of recruiting players and, you know, and keeping in touch with them, not just throughout the week of the tournament, but throughout the entire year, you know, through supporting their charities or attending events. So, you know, I think the connection, you know, is not just, you know, 7 days for a week. It's 365 days. And, you know, from a fan's perspective, you know, we are lucky. It is the only professional sporting event in Connecticut. So we do have that draw, and it's, you know, I think the tournament also does such a great idea to incorporate fans, family. You know, we have Women's Day as well as, you know, as Fan and Family Day where kids can come out. So there's a lot of opportunities for just not the hardcore golfer, but also people just to come and have a good time during the summer.
All right, so I have to ask you this. Last year, somebody shot a very low score out there.
Yes.
Jim Furyk went 58. Did the superintendent take it out on the people the next week and just set up the golf course like incredibly hard just because he was mad?
You know, I think, you know, everyone obviously going into last year with, I wouldn't say it was not a new golf course by any means, but new bunker surroundings and some different landing areas. You know, everyone was nervous to see what the scores would do. You know, we had heard, oh, you made it easier, or oh, you had made it harder, and you know, I don't think anyone saw a 58 coming. I don't think anyone, any golf course, sees a 58 coming. I think it was just one of those rounds where, you know, everything went together, every putt fell, and just obviously a spectacular round of golf.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Jim Furyk is probably not a guy that any of us would have bet money on. If you said, you know, pick a guy on the PGA Tour that could shoot 58, Jim Furyk's probably not even anywhere in anybody's top 30, I would say, to go do that. Like you said,
right,
it may have just been the perfect storm. The golf course is not that easy. Heck, no golf course is ever easy enough to shoot 58, 59, 60 anyway. You know, as you roll into this year, the winning score has been fairly consistent over the last few years, anywhere from, you know, 2012, Mark Leishman, 266, Ken Duke, 268, Streelman, 265, Bubba, 264, Russell Knox, 266. If I put you on the spot right now, where do you think, kind of knowing what you know about conditions and golf course, where do you think the score is going to fall this year?
I'm going to go with 13 under.
Okay.
I think, you know, we've been, you know, we, like you said, we've been hovering that 14 to 17 under the last bunch of years. You know, I think the way the golf course is going to play, the weather we've had, you know, it's going to hopefully play firm and fast, and you know, the rough is definitely going to be up and is going to be thick. So, you know, if we get a little bit of wind on those weekend days, that'll, you know, really firm up and fast on the green. So I'm going to go with 13 under.
All right. So to get to 13 under, What kind of player do you feel like can take advantage of this golf course? Because obviously, you know, we've had Bubba Watson had success here. He's a bomber off the tee. We've had Ken Duke, and obviously a winner, and Jim Furyk shoot 58, who are, you know, some of the shorter guys off the tee. What do you have to excel at this golf course to be standing there holding the trophy at 13 under in 2017?
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, getting back to originally, you know, I think why players love coming here is it's an opportunity for everyone to win. It's not a 7,800-yard golf course where, you know, you need to be hitting it 300-plus off the tee. So it gives definitely all players the ability to win here. You know, I think it's you know, you could say for any tournament, you know, the guy who's making putts. But, you know, I think the guy who just stays steady, you know, a couple under par every day, you know, maybe try and get out early Thursday, Friday, and then, you know, Saturday, Sunday, just kind of come in with something reasonable to, you know, to post a score, because those last four holes on the weekend, 15 through 18, can get very difficult.
Again, we have the senior head golf professional out at TPC River Highlands, host of the Travelers, Larry Antonozzi, is joining us. And Larry, from your perspective, number one, if you were a spectator coming in, where are you going to sit? Do you have like a little hidden gem of a place that maybe you like to go hang out at to watch certain shots get hit by certain players, or you know, or do you kind of follow groups around? What would you suggest if fans are going out there to watch?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, this year with Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Rory McIlroy, Jason Day has been here before, but Rory and Jordan haven't. I would imagine that a lot of fans will be following those just because they haven't seen them before. But, you know, the most popular spots are obviously 15 through 18, 9, 10, and 1. You know, my suggestion to any fan who just wants to see a bunch of different players would be to kind of go out onto the golf course, you know, go visit holes, you know, 3 through 7, and then get to the back nine, you know, holes 12 through 14, because not that many people are going to walk out there, and all the spectator viewing and corporate hospitality tents and whatnot are really around that 15th or 18th. So a little deeper into the golf course will give you a chance to get up close to the professionals.
All right, so from a player's perspective, where do these guys need to get their birdies? And what are the holes that they have to, you know, maybe say, okay, par's a good score in this hole. I need to kind of take my par and get out of here and get to the next hole. So where do you see the moves being made and players backing up at River Highlands?
Yeah, no, I think the moves get made on the, you know, we do only have two par fives, but they are both reachable. You know, we are 6,800 yards, you know, just a little bit over that, actually, you know, par 70. So it isn't overly long. So, you know, the holes like, you know, 2 and 3 and 6, which is the par 5 and 9, you know, there are some holes that, you know, you want to go after and make birdie because you might lose one to the field, but, you know, it's the holes like 4, you know, that's playing 490-yard par 4, usually into the wind, you know, 10, and some of the holes on the back that get a little bit tighter, and then obviously, you know, those 4 finishing holes that, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a risk reward, nothing overly long. You know, an opportunity to either pick up some shots or unfortunately to fall behind the leaders.
Yeah, you know, and one thing I think people really fail to understand about the Travelers Championship and this tournament's history is you have some of the top names of all time as champions. I mean, you know, you got Arnold Palmer, you got obviously, in, you know, more recently Phil Mickelson, but you got Billy Casper, Bob Golby, Ken Venturi. You have some of the greats of the game. It just has a great history, this tournament, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, you know, go back to the days when it was at Weathersfield Country Club down the street, and you know, it was a lot of, you know, celebrities that were a part of it to really grow this tournament. And you know, obviously now that Travelers has been the title since 2007, you know, they really turned, you know, really turned the event and really obviously made it spectator friendly. That's, you know, that's one of the most important parts. You know, we've done a lot of things to the golf course, obviously to the practice facility that, you know, we opened up in 2008. So, you know, a lot of changes to not only just accommodate the players, but to accommodate really the fans' experience. And that's really what we go for at the Travelers Championship is what is everybody's experience, not just the players, but the fans, the sponsors, and everyone that's stepping on our property for that week.
Larry, let's change gears a little bit, and let's talk about the game of golf right now. From your perspective and the people that you see come through River Highlands, golf clubs, I mean, there's been a lot of talk, you know, golf clubs. I mean, you got a company like PXG offering a really high price. I mean, let's just say throw all expense to the wind and let's produce the best golf club we can. And obviously the price gets turned around a little bit to the customer in that. But, you know, when you see the TaylorMades that are rolling out, it seems like every 6 months you get a new club out of TaylorMade. Titleist is coming out with, you know, high-end clubs. All these different manufacturers are all battling with each other. I mean, realistically, what does the average golfer do when they go out and look for golf clubs? I mean, what's the one or two things that they need to focus on their next set of golf clubs?
You know, I would think, first of all, I would tell anyone that if you're going to get golf clubs, no matter what it is to get fit for them. You know, everyone's different. Everyone swings different. So I would say number one would be to get fit. And then to really just kind of understand what you're looking to get. You know, it's easy to rush into, you know, something that you see on TV or the best player in the world hits. And, you know, if they're hitting it, but, you know, I would say the average golfer is not hitting it 320 yards off the tee. So, you know, just because they're seeing something that sounds good or they're hearing from a friend, I would really suggest them just trying a bunch of different types of products to see what fits best for them.
And secondary to that, so if they go out and they get fitted, I mean, what should the set makeup be? I mean, you know, you see these tour players, I mean, you see these guys like Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, they're hitting these driving irons. You know, you and I probably hit two irons back in the day or one irons back in the day. These guys are hitting these quote-unquote driving irons like 280, 290. What irons should I have as an average golfer? I mean, you know, a 15 to 20 handicap, should I have a 4-iron? Should I have a 5-iron? Should I have a bunch of hybrids and just worry about hitting an 8 or a 9-iron in? What should my set makeup look like?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, and I think what technology has done has, you know, made – I shouldn't say make the game easier because it's an impossible game to begin with, but, you know, have made clubs with the ability to get the ball up in the air quicker and, you know, hit it a little bit further. So, you know, I would say a middle of the range handicap, you know, probably should be looking something, you know, 4 through pitching wedge or 5 through pitching wedge, and then filter in a couple of hybrids and, you know, get into your fairway woods. But, you know, some people really like irons. Some people really like hybrids. So, you know, it's kind of a personal preference, but, you know, the days of having a 2-iron and 3-iron in the bag for the average golfer just is real kind of obsolete.
All right, so here's my last question to you. You've said 13 under. Now, are you going to take Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy, or will you take the field? I'll give
That's
you those three,
question.
Those three or the field. Which one are you taking?
I'm gonna take one of those three.
I love it. I'm with you. I actually think Rory's gonna come back at the U.S. Open and probably not be all that successful just because he's been off for so long. And you know, but I think once you start talking about the following weeks, I think Rory's back into it, don't you?
I think it's, you know, just from the field that we've gotten this year and, you know, kind of the condition of the golf course, and I think it's going to set up for one of those really good years here.
All right. Well, Larry, man, we appreciate you coming on with us and look forward to a great Travelers Championship up there and one of those big three names winning.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.